We're reading A Sage's Fruit, Essays, the Teaching of the Kabbalah and Its Essence. You can ask questions live on CAP TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Starting with the words, the Torah Spice. Only the Torah is the special spice that can annul the evil inclination. As our sages said, the light in it reforms.
Meaning, we are in the will to receive. The will to receive grows, develops in all of creation. And if we wish to rise above it, what does it mean that we want it? That there is there's another point in the heart, as we call it, inside the will to receive, which is the beginning of the will to bestow. Then in order to develop it, we need a force from the outside, an upper force. Upper, not because it comes from above, from the sky, from the heavens. Rather, it comes from the quality of bestowal of the Creator towards us. And then this point begins to develop, and in it, light enters, called Torah. And in this way, person begins to use this upper light, this Torah, that clothes in him. What's the difference between the upper light and the Torah? The upper light, when it enters into the point in the heart, and the point in the heart can add to itself, with the help of this light, other desires that used to belong to the heart, and now they belong to the point in the heart, the upper light that is working on the point, through the point in the heart, he works on these desires that join from within this egoistic heart, this impure heart, into the point in the heart. And the light begins to enliven, to manage, to fill those desires. And the light that fills those desires, according to their readiness to join the point in the heart, that light is called Torah. Meaning Torah is the upper light in its Na'am Chai that fills, that corrects the desires that join the point in the heart and fills them. These desires, they have Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, five parts, called five parts of the Pentateuch, and the upper light corrects them and fills them. And the person who performs these actions in joining his corrupt, egoistic desires to the point in the heart, through the surrounding light, called the light that reforms, when he engages in these actions, it means that he's studying Torah. So, of course, all those things you can do only only with this Torah as a spice, the reforming light. There are many explanations and many parts in the Torah. There's the Torah that corrects, the Torah that fills, the Torah that manages, the Torah that teaches. The Torah is the influence of the upper light on the will to receive in order to bring him to the correct use. All these actions are called Torah. Okay? Next question.
On the first part, you talked about the fact that this spark is something that doesn't give a person a rest.
If it awakens, what do you mean? Doesn't let him.
It's of course if it awakens. What are those egoistic desires that join a person who corrects them? How can you put them?
I don't understand. After the vessel of Adam Rishon shattered, there were 10 whole sefirot. This vessel shattered. Then we have a shattered vessel in which we have Tarach, 620, or let's say Taryag, 613, so we don't get confused. 613 shattered desires. Shattered meaning they don't have the screen in order to bestow, rather they are all in a desire in order to receive. These desires, we need to correct again with the intention in order to bestow. And the correction from love of created beings to love of the Creator that we're doing between us in the group and towards the world, the whole reality, we're doing these actions, but all those actions eventually reach the Creator. That's how we do it. So we have 613 desires, or 620 desires. Part of them we can correct in bestow in order to bestow, a part in receiving in order to bestow, and all of this we're correcting with the reforming light, which is also called Torah, and the light that enters into it is also called Torah, meaning all of our use of the upper light towards the will to receive is called Torah.
Maybe I didn't ask it correct. When you're talking about that point that doesn't give a person the ability to be resting, and is that something you can grasp, you can feel it, like, it, does it meet me here? It meets me here and there in life. Those egoistic desires that you talked about that we correct,
they don't belong to that same point.
We just said that we joined them to that point after we correct.
Yes.
Can you try to touch them, give some kind of example of where it is in the work between us, in our work, those desires that we correct?
Everyone that is here has a spark or a point in the heart that demands to return to the source, to the root, to the Creator. But it's only a point. It has no specific action in any direction towards any discernment. It only wants to return. There's no rest. That's it. That's what a person feels. That's why he's here. Now, when he's here, they're saying, you need to build around this point in the heart additional supporters that will accompany the point in the heart, will give it strength, direction. You can draw light onto it more than what is shining over it right now, and then it will grow. You can add desires to it that now want something else, so they will join the same goal, please. You can collect around it. You can collect an environment around it so that this point would develop and grow more and more. That is our work. That's it. Other than the point in the heart and the desires, the broken desires, you get nothing. Otherwise, you'll have no free choice.
How can a person say that he is joining those desires? What does it feel like? More burden, more longing for the goal? What does it mean that point grows, that he's joining desires and correcting them?
By working with the friends.
If I want now to join a desire, how do I add a desire to the point?
Only through the group. Because if not through the group, you will add to this point in the heart your egoistic desires, and it wouldn't work. The light won't let you work with these desires. You have to do it through the friends and the prayer, and connecting with them, then using the reforming light, you add to the point in the heart those desires that will accompany the point in the heart to the purpose, goal of creation, of the purpose of life, the Creator. Those are not the same desires. I'm sorry, you can say it maybe better. The desires that you are adding to the point in the heart are not in you. The desires that are the ones that you work on the friends and you take it from them because you need to collect, it's called collecting all those desires that dwindled and fell off from your soul in the shattering and the sin of the tree of knowledge, and now you have to reassemble them. That's why you connect with the friends, with the environment, and specifically from within your egoistic desires and their egoistic desires. Using the reforming light, you begin to sort and add the desires to the point in the heart, and that's how it grows. That's how flesh is added to it. So what is the main thing I want to say here? Don't look inside of you for any desires that can be corrected and joined the point in the heart. They're not in you in this way. Rather, if you're coming out towards them, the friends, to the group, towards connection with them, with the other, and through love of others, you can also draw the reforming light and also install or update your soul, which includes all the desires outside of you. This is called those limb organs that fell off during the shattering of the vessel outside of you. They're not in you. In you, you don't have those desires in you in the correct way. They're in you in this raw form, but not in order to add them to the point in the heart. The point in the heart receives a clothing. Those desires get added onto her that come from the connection, from the work with the group, with the friends, these desires. You don't even know how it works, but your efforts and the reforming light together, it takes, it collects those desires, ties them together, weaves them together in a special way, and then clothe them on the point of the heart, and then you get a pertsuf out of it.
So we're not talking about an individual desire of a friend. It's kind of like from the efforts of...
From common efforts. Common efforts. These common desires, common intentions, all sorts of efforts, prayers. The prayer has to be a prayer of many, for the many, or everyone together, and so on. From all of that... From all of that, these desires that are correct to clothe in the point in the heart, they get crystallized around it.
So the only action on behalf of a person is to collect such deficiencies, is to awaken the friends.
Enter between the friends and start to work with them, talk about it, do something. Most importantly, common actions. Only from that. And if we get 1% out of our efforts to be in it, it's already great. We somehow constantly run away from that. That's why the work is so slow. And we get minuscule benefits out of it.
How does the work in joining, collecting, and growing the point in the heart is built relative to the events of life outside of the group and awakens in general?
Nothing. Only as... Not only to cause a person such frustrations and pressures, so you would ultimately work on the correction of his soul.
That's from the different things that happen in life, or awaken me to when I deal with the point of heart. But when I'm dealing with the point of the heart, how does it relate to those events of life?
I can't say exactly. Of course, for the good, but I can't say exactly because it connected with the general vessel and the whole path till the end of correction. You can say, I've done such good things and look what I got. Like Rabbi Akiva or something. We have many such examples. We don't know. We can't say because only in the end of correction you can look back at every person's individual fate and individual results from his actions. The actions could be very good, beautiful actions, and suddenly, how come I deserve it? Why does it come to me? When a person is in this advanced work, he doesn't ask about it. He understands that everything is revealed according to the need. But with external eyes, righteous, and it feels bad. It also happens.
Can you explain again, be more precise on what is it, the collecting of longings, the collecting of the desires of the friends?
I can't be more precise about it because we're not doing it in practice. And I go and collect those desires like I collect, like I pick mushrooms in the forest. It doesn't work like this, you know. It's written. Everything within your power to do, you should do. And that's it. And how it is assembled and how it is gathered. Of course, the Creator places a person's under good fortune and it's up to Him. Do it in your group. Do it in your 10, especially. And during the study and during dissemination, and more than that, I have nothing to say. As much as your work aims towards connecting all the friends to one heart, it is more beneficial.
What do the friends have that a person doesn't have? What do the friends have? You said that it's only in the friends.
My vessels are in them. What do you mean? What's in them that not in me? Other than the point in the heart, everything is in them, not in me. My vessel is in them. Because we used to be together, and suddenly it all exploded, and now where did they go? Where did they all go? And I have to collect them, reassemble them. So Creator brings a person when he truly needs this and he can perform the action, and he brings him to the good fortune, as we call it, and he says, take it and work. And he arranged all those things. Now a person has to add his labor. And when he adds his labor, his exertion, it's possible that through his exertion, he changes different tens, but it doesn't matter. These external forms of the friends, they say nothing. The important thing is for him to work on the connection.
So could you say that it's an assembly of longings, a collection of desires that want the same thing? What can you say about this collection that is being collected?
We want to be, as Rabash writes, as one man in one heart, that there's this intermingling between us, the common goal, the Creator is shining and He's connecting us. And because of Him and for Him, we connect. That's it.
I'm trying to understand what's the connection between the things that we learned now about the Torah and its connection to the upper light and the text. After all, there's a text, actually.
What's written?
Yeah, there's a text called Torah, a written Torah, oral Torah. What's the connection between the influence of the the bestowal of the upper light, that by using it in the right way, what's the connection between that and the text that is written?
The text itself, the form, the shape of the letter, the connection between them. Don't ask. Those are very high level things that we can discuss right now. Until we receive a feeling in it. I will look at the letters and I will be impressed. Not because I'm impressed, I'm excited by it, but because I'm because I will feel in each shape, in each element of the letter, I will feel a special influence, and why such combinations of letters in this way build the otiyot, the letters, not the letters here, but rather these qualities that are added to one another, and then they build such forms, such vessels through which I connect and I discover the light. No, these are the deepest things.
In our current state, what is our need for the text? Because I understood prior to that that our work is...
How will you receive information? Through the information you receive an impression. Through the impression you receive this bestowal, this influence and activation of yourself. How else will you do it without the text? I can't imagine to myself that I'm moving from it.
You said to enter between the friends and start working with them. My question is to enter between the friends, and also before that you said that if you emerge out to them, this is dependent on giving a certain reason before that. Or can you enter between the friends even before you get reason or burdening or anything that we said?
Work on connection, is that fine?
Yes.
That's it.
To work on the connection from thinking about them.
From the fact that I heard from the teacher that through the connection we can reach the purpose of creation. Simple.
And what is the work where you enter or go out to them? What is the work already there?
That we want to reach the internality of connection, that inside the connection between us we will discover something new, a new discernment. Something special.
And would it be correct to say that maybe to think about the society or the ten as a collective versus an individual friend, is there something that's more right to work with?
No, an individual friend is not good.
That's not good.
It's recommended it will be the society. If you have the ability, there are those who don't have that possibility, so the smallest group is two, but it's very difficult. Okay? Let's go. No.
This evening, I'm coming back after a very long time of disconnection to being that part of the team that is accompanying the instructors. How do you recommend for me to go back?
Learn a lot. A person who goes out, are you going to instruct?
A team that accompanies them more.
So you have to know the plan. What exactly will you say? Using which verses? And what way that everything will be founded not on your heart and your excitement, but on the words of the sages. Okay, we have some time. Let's read another.
The title, the majority of the words of the Torah are for study. This reconciles why the Torah speaks at length on parts that do not concern the practical part, but only the study. Meaning the introduction to the act of creation, These are the whole of the book of Bereshit, of Genesis, Shmot, Exodus, most of Dvarim, and needless to say, legends and commentaries. Yet since they are what the light is stored in, his body will be purified, the evil inclination subdued, and he will come to faith in the Torah and in reward and punishment. This is the first degree in the observance of the work. Again, this reconciles why the Torah speaks at length on parts that do not concern the practical part, but only the study, meaning the introduction of the act of creation. These are the whole of the book of Bereshit, Shmot, and most of Dvarim. And needless to say, legends and commentaries. Yet since they are what the light is stored in, his body will be purified, the evil inclination subdued, and he will come to faith in the Torah and in reward and punishment, when this is the first degree in the observance of the work.
To the matter at hand, the Torah has two parts. One part brings us the reforming light, through which we can do spiritual actions, which is the second part of the Torah. And that's the whole thing. In a general manner. Question? No. Okay. Now we wish to hear...
We're going to move to Vilnius to hear a report about the convention. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli.
I received a big present called Preparation for the Congress. And bit by bit, day by day, meeting by meeting, every friend starting to connect and revealing this connection, this understanding what we are, Europe called European Union, but we are not united. And we have an opportunity now to do it, to unite all groups, all friends in Europe, and to start something new. And we're going faith above reason, but every meeting showed us with all support of Kli Olami, with all support of every friend, we can do it. Europe is divided by languages, by culture, but we have one language. It's called language of our hearts and our kavana to unite. It's holding us. So together, only together, we can do it. And now we'll speak Amici from Italy.
No, mio amici.
Who is the Amici?
No, buongiorno.
Buongiorno a tutti.
Good morning to everyone.
Stamattina emozionato vi parlerò del sia della location.
I am filled with emotion this morning and I want to talk to you a little about the place of the convention and how we're going to be able to get there. This convention, like Danas from Vilnius said, it's truly keeping us busy with all our hearts. It's simply an amazing commitment. All of Europe is exerting and gathering around this convention. It's an amazing unification. and individually, so that we understand the convention will take place in the Selene Hotel. It's close to Rome. It's close to all the big airports, Fiumicino and Ciampino. We're talking about 15 kilometers from each of the airports. It's close. It's connected to the main train station. And also to each of the airports and the terminal. Our friends are basically preparing everything that is needed, all the information for whoever wants to come to the convention. Our friends are ready to give all the transportation and everything that's needed. So you're going to find all the help also on the site. Also, via email, we will give you all the information and an answer to any of your requests. The registration team is doing very special work between the Italian and European friends. We're helping with every need of every friend. The Selene Hotel is a wonderful hotel. In a few days, we will show you a video that shows the place of the convention. It's a very big place. And there are wonderful rooms. We will be in a wonderful convention hall. There's a big garden. It's an ideal place for our connection. We already visited this place several times to see it, to think about the friends, how they will be there. And we already understood when we were there. We felt the atmosphere of the connection, the atmosphere of the convention. And for us, this is the same amazing excitement just to be there. I think that I gave you all that I have. And every question that you will want, address us. And we truly want to be at your service. We're waiting for all of you. Come in the masses of all of you to the convention. Thank you, friends.
Full of emotions. Etmol haya mifkash meyuchad vechazak.
Friends, we're also full of emotions. Yesterday we had a special, powerful gathering with coordinators of Petah Tikva, coordinators of Europe here in Petah Tikva, and we signed a covenant, a holy covenant, that we are in full support. Full support to Europe. We are working together as one man with one heart. It was... I couldn't fall asleep, but I'm not tired. Strong light, truly. The next stage in Europe.
Yes, friends, it's really, really strong. 140 friends from Europe connected. It's truly a covenant. We feel Congress. We feel that we're in a convention, and we're inviting all the friends to Europe, all of the friends from the world Kli, to join us. This is the time. L'chaim. The daily task.
Who?
Salt Lake City?
Hovering virtual group, Italy number 3, Salt Lake City, Carmiel, and Petah Tikva number 3.
Number 5. And during the day, every friend respects the inner spark of bestowal. Opportunities to intentionally sacrifice.
sacrifice his own desires in favor of his tent, and also, according to Rav's advice, to listen to the first part of the lesson several times. During the day, every friend respects the inner spark of bestowal by finding opportunities to intentionally sacrifice his own desires in favor of his tent, and also, according to the Rav's advice, to listen to the first part of the lesson several times.
Zohar lesson, you're invited to watch this evening at 6 o'clock Israel time, live with Rav Lightman on our site. Thank you to our TV viewers, and have a good day. Together in the Academy, as we're about to open another round of studies in the University, invited for a happening of the Academy on Friday, 10th to 12:30 in Nevatim Street, 12 Petah Tikva. Now we're going to enter into our common gratitude. We'll devote 2 minutes to this, and then we will sing a song together. At the end of the lesson, we will sit silently and be grateful. To be grateful for having a beautiful lesson, and we tried as much as possible to be aimed towards you. And now it turns out that we're leaving this meeting between us, and you will protect us so that we will remain connected upon all the events of life that we will certainly absorb now.
ועכשיו נשיר ביחד שיר.
And now we'll sing a song together.
האדם שמולי ממש כמוני, האדם שמולי נרגש כמוני, האדם שמולי נושם כמוני. עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני. עד שאיני יכול, עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני. אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך, אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך, אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך, אל תעשה לחברך מה ששנוא עליך.
שמולי זוכה כמוני האדם שמולי בוכה כמוני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני עד שאיני יכול עד שאיני יכול להבדיל אותו ממני אל תעשה לך בך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך בך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך בך מה ששנו עליך אל תעשה לך בך